your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom, service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. It's the LG Skins game in Indian Wells, California. KJ Choi in his first ever Skins game. He took the first day lead yesterday with a 3-foot birdie putt worth $75,000. I love that. When these guys win these skins, it's usually on a putt, you know, because they make birdie when no one else does, or they make eagle, as Phil Mickelson did on the next hole when no one else does. But KJ Choi rolled in a 3-foot birdie on number three. That was worth $75,000. Phil Mickelson on the very next hole earned $25,000 with an eagle three on the par five fourth hole. He also got a brand new LG kitchen for his wife, because anyone who was eagling the fourth hole yesterday got hooked up with LG merchandise for their kitchen. So Mickelson earned one skin for $25,000. KJ Choi earned three skins for $75,000. There's a 5-skin carryover to today. They halved all the rest of the holes after hole number four yesterday. So that means defending Skins game champion Stephen Ames was shut out on day number one, as was Rocco Medie, who's everyone's kind of darling this year after his runner-up finish, going 91 holes head-to-head with Tiger at Torrey Pines and coming runner-up at the U.S. Open. So Ames and Medie shut out day number one. Choi is your leader after 9 holes of play with $75,000. As I mentioned, a 5-skin carryover today, which means today's first hole, hole number 10, is going to be worth $250,000. How about that, Pat?
Russ, where do you want me to start with this? come on. I mean, again, this is too much. When the Skins originally started back in the early 80s, when you had Jack and Arnie, Lee
Gary
Trevino,
Player,
that was a novelty thing because, again, the tour hadn't been playing for a couple months. So, you know, it was getting into winter a little bit, and people wanted a little bit of a, you know, kick from golf, and this kind of gave it to them. But now this has become, again, like most things with the PGA Tour in the silly season, just a money grab for these guys. I'm sure some of them will give some of the money to charity, but you know, 260 or 250, I mean, what does it seriously mean to a guy like Phil Mickelson to win that kind of money?
I'm a little surprised to see Phil playing, because it's been 5 years since he played in the Skins game.
Well, here's my other thing with this. Yeah, all right, I'll give you Phil Mickelson, number three player in the world now. You know, maybe a little interest there, obviously, with Rocco and what he did at the U.S. Open, some interest there. But KJ Choi and Stephen Ames, where is the wattage level with those two? Here's what they should have done. Here's what they should have done. If they're going to keep doing this farce, which I guess they're going to because the TV ratings or whatever are good enough that it justifies it, have Paul Azinger and Nick Faldo play, and have Fred Norman and Fred Couples play.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
That's what they should have done this year.
That would have been
and have a
television
team event or something. I don't know what, but come on. Stephen Ames and KJ Choi,
of course,
are you kidding me?
Pat is alluding to the President's Cup's captains for next year and this year's Ryder Cup captains. That would have been a phenomenal foursome.
It would have been fun.
Paul Azinger and Nick Faldo, this year's Ryder Cup captains, and then next year's President's Cup's captains, Greg Norman and Freddie Couples. That would have been awesome television. As it is, KJ Choi is your leader, and as you mentioned, there's not a lot of buzz regarding KJ Choi, although he is a world-class player, but you know, he's not one of the Q-rating guys like the Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson.
These are Stephen Ames. I mean, they're good players, and I don't want to take anything away from him.
I am getting tired of seeing Stephen Ames in the Skins game, and all of a sudden, like Stephen Ames is the new age Freddie Couples at the Skins game, making his pension each year in November at the Skins game in Indian Wells. Stephen Ames for me is like nails on the chalkboard, and we've got to watch him every year now at the Skins game. Like, what the hell?
Well, they're not going to change. I mean, there were a couple of years where they had like Annika Sorenstam play, or they'd have like Daly and, you know, long hitter, short hitters, that kind of. At least that
some
was
panache.
Something to watch. But this is so boring.
You had Annika in the Skins game in 03, and remember when she outdrove Freddie Funk on one of the holes?
Right. And he had
Freddie
to
Funk had to put a pink skirt on the
at
next
least
hole.
That's I still probably wouldn't watch a lot of it, but I'd at least tune in to see what was going on. You know, and then probably change to football. But this, I have absolutely no interest in watching.
So Pat has not been watching at all this weekend. I tuned in for maybe 20 minutes yesterday. I doubt if I'll tune in for that much today. However, want to encourage you to watch, and that's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom, service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.